Radio.
Meditations by Father John Vlada.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask pardon for my sins and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Lord, once again we begin our prayer with that act of faith. I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. Wherever we are, you are here, and you see me, you hear me. And help me to pray with faith as we do our prayer today about Mary, teacher of faith. Mary's model of all the virtues, and she is model in such a great way of this virtue of faith, which we see in so many different moments of her life. We open the Gospel of St. Luke to the first chapter and the Annunciation. The angel appears to that young girl of 12 or 13, who is already betrothed to Joseph, but she is a virgin and intends to remain a virgin, as does Joseph. And then the angel appears and announces, "You have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus." And the angel proceeds to explain that he will be called the Son of the Most High, that he will reign over the throne of his father David, and his kingdom will have no end. And naturally Mary asks, "How can this be, since I have no husband, since I intend to remain a virgin?" And the angel answers, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." As if to say, it will not be by Joseph, it will be by the Holy Spirit. His father will be God. The angel is announcing an extraordinary event. This woman, this young girl, will conceive not by a man, but by the Holy Spirit. And Mary's answer is immediate. "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." Mary believes that she can conceive by the Holy Spirit. It is unprecedented. Perhaps her mind goes back to the prophecy of Isaiah in chapter 7, "A virgin shall conceive, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," God with us. Mary is the fulfillment of that prophecy. Mary believes, and Mary, help me to have more faith, to believe that God can do miracles. And the angel also told her, "Behold, your kinswoman Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren, for with God nothing will be impossible." That elderly woman Elizabeth, who was beyond the age of childbearing, is in her sixth month. "For with God, nothing will be impossible." And Mary, what the angel told you remains the truth today. With God, nothing is impossible. Miracles are being done. Let us not forget that with every beatification and canonization, a miracle, an authentic miracle, has been verified by the Vatican. miracles are being done today because people have faith, because they believe that nothing is impossible, and they pray for the impossible. Mary, help me to have more faith, to believe that the impossible can be done today too. And let us read this account of a great act of faith by a little child in El Salvador, in a nursery school in San Salvador. This was reported in the 14th newsletter of Blessed Jose Maria. The children and the teacher at a nursery school in San Salvador were praying for a little boy who had been kidnapped a year before that he might reappear. And they began a novena to Saint Jose Maria, who was then the Blessed. 9 days of prayer to Saint Jose Maria that this little boy might reappear. On the 8th day, one of the little boys said, "Today his mummy is still crying, but not tomorrow, because we end the novena and he will appear." The teacher was very worried, and she began to think what she would tell those children when, as it was to be expected, that boy would not appear. He had been kidnapped a year before. But in fact, the child was set free on that very day that they ended the novena. The children were ecstatic, and the teacher was in tears. The faith of a little child. Tomorrow, his mummy will not be crying, because he will appear. This is the faith of children. And Mary, help me to have faith like that. Nothing is impossible. And Lord, on one occasion, you taught us to have faith like a mustard seed. They brought to you a man who knelt before you and said, "Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic and he suffers terribly, for often he falls into the fire and often into the water. And I brought him to your disciples, and they could not heal him." And Jesus answered, "O faithless and perverse generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Bring him here to me." And Jesus rebuked him, and the demon came out of him, and the boy was cured instantly. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, "Why could we not cast it out?" He said to them, "Because of your little faith. For truly I say to you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you." Lord, help us to have more faith. Help me to have more faith, to believe that nothing is impossible for God. Faith to move mountains. And then Mary visits her cousin Elizabeth, who was in her 6th month, believing that she was indeed carrying that child, to find her, of course, in her 6th month. And Elizabeth praises Mary for her faith. She says, "Blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord, that Mary herself would conceive by the Holy Spirit, and that Elizabeth was indeed in her 6th month." Faith, Mary, increase my faith. And then 9 months later, they go to Bethlehem so that Mary can give birth there, because Joseph is of the house and family of David, and he has to go there for the census. And Mary doesn't complain. When Joseph announces that they have to go, undoubtedly Mary would have said, "Joseph, don't worry. If God wants us to go to Bethlehem, that is his will. It will be for the good." And that puts Joseph at ease. And then they make that long journey of 3 or 4 days, Mary seated undoubtedly on a donkey or on some other beast of burden. And then Joseph begins to knock on the doors of the various inns. And each time he comes back more forlorn. There is no room in any of the inns. But he has news that they could go to this cave outside of Bethlehem where there is a stable with animals. And again, Mary would have said, Joseph, don't worry. If God wants to be born in a stable, this is his will. She accepts the will of God. She accepts the adversity that life brings. She trusts that this is God's will. And so many people, when faced with adversity, do not have faith. And Lord, if I am faced with it now or in the future, if I am called to help someone else that is faced with adversity, help me to trust that this is your will. God knows what he is doing. And then finally, Lord, you are born. Mary gives birth to you and wraps you in those swaddling cloths and lays you in that feeding trough of the animals. And they gaze at you with that prayer of contemplation, looking at you and knowing this infant, this helpless infant is God. God through whom all things were made, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, the Word who has become flesh. They look on man and they see God. Faith to know that what the angel has said is true. This is the very Son of the Most High. And Lord, help me again to have faith, to see your will in the adversities, to see you in the Eucharist, to see you in the tabernacle, to see you in your word. God is present. And then 40 days later, they present you in the temple, and that aging man, Simeon, takes you in his arms. And he says, Lord, now let your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel. And Simeon has faith. He takes you in his arms and he knows you are the Christ. You are the Messiah. You are the one that was to redeem your people. And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is spoken against, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, that thoughts out of many hearts may be revealed. And Mary and Joseph would have wondered, what does this mean? A sword will pierce your own soul too. And they believed, and they stored up those words, and Mary pondered them in her heart, and they would come to be fulfilled at Calvary. When the sword pierced your heart, Jesus, it pierced Mary's. Mary believes. And now, in something that is mysterious and that has that foreboding of suffering, she believes. And then, some days later, an angel awakes Joseph in a dream and tells him that they must flee into Egypt, for Herod wants to kill the child. And he wakes Mary immediately, and they set off in the dark for Egypt. And again, undoubtedly, trusting in God. A new turn of events. If God wants this, that now they have to flee into Egypt instead of going back to Galilee, so be it. And again, Mary would have put Joseph at ease. This is the will of God. It will be for the good. And as Matthew explains, this was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." And it was out of Egypt that the Israelites had fled, led by Moses. And now out of Egypt, some 1,200 years later, God has called his son, Jesus. And Lord, this is your way. You lead us along paths that we didn't expect, but out of them you bring good. Help us to have more faith. And then we can skip ahead, and you have begun your public life some 30 years later, and you are at the wedding feast of Cana. And we turn to the Gospel of St. John in the second chapter. And the wine has run out, and Mary, not having seen any miracle before, because this was your first, knows that you are God, that you could do something about that lack of wine. And she simply says to you, "They have no wine." And you say to her, "O woman, what have you to do with me? My hour has not yet come." And Mary says to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Mary knows that you can do a miracle and that you will. And so she simply tells the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." And they fill those 6 stone water pots to the brim, and you change that water into wine. Mary believes that you, being God, can do miracles, and you can do miracles today. And Mary, help me to have faith in God, faith in Jesus like that. And then we can go to Calvary. And Mary is standing there, watching you die, knowing, believing that this was necessary for our redemption. You must die that we might live. And she knows, too, that you will rise again. She believes that. And you do rise again on the third day, and undoubtedly you appeared first to her. It was only right. Mary has faith. And we ask you, help us to have more faith, to believe in God, to believe that God can work miracles, to believe that in adversity God is there and that he will bring good out of it. Help us to have more faith, because faith gives meaning to life. And let us read these words of Rose Kennedy, the mother of President John Kennedy and Robert and Ted and the other 6 children. She wrote the book Times to Remember, and she says there, "Now as I approach my 84th year, I find it interesting to reflect on what has made my life, even with its moments of pain, such an essentially happy one. I have come to the conclusion that the most important element in human life is faith. If God were to take away all his blessings, health, physical fitness, wealth, intelligence, and leave me but one gift, I would ask for faith. For with faith in him, in his goodness, mercy, love for me, and belief in everlasting life, I believe I could suffer the loss of my other gifts and still be happy, trustful, leaving all to his inscrutable providence. When I start my day with the prayer of consecration to him, with complete trust and confidence, I am perfectly relaxed and happy regardless of what accident of fate befalls me, because I know it is part of his divine plan, and he will take care of me and my dear ones." And Lord, how many trials that good woman had to suffer. The assassination of 2 of her children, the death of her firstborn son Joseph in a plane crash in the Second World War. so many trials, and she has faith in you. And she goes on, "For me, faith means the continuing awareness of the existence of God, not in some far-off and unrelated manner, but as an object of a spiritual experience in which I am personally involved. I am referring only to the fact that I am as confident of God's existence as I am of my own, and I see him as Lord and Savior, relating lovingly to all who are created by his hand." Relating lovingly, even in adversity. Mary, help me to have faith like that. Increase my faith, faith in everything. Faith that I can improve, because I have so many defects myself, and I commit so many sins. But with the grace of God, I can improve. Help me to believe that others can improve. And maybe I know people who are distant from God, who haven't been to the sacraments for many years, or people who are not Catholic, who one day might change their lives radically and enter the church. Help me to believe that this can happen. St. Jose Maria says, "I do believe. I have been brought up to believe in you. I have decided to follow you closely. Repeatedly during my life, I have implored your mercy. And repeatedly too, I have thought it impossible that you could perform such marvels in the hearts of your children. Lord, I do believe, but help me to believe more and better." Let us address this same plea to Our Lady, Mother of God and our Mother, and Teacher of Faith. Blessed art thou for thy believing. The message that was brought to thee from the Lord shall have fulfillment. Lord, help me to believe that I can change, that others can change, that these people who are distant from God can return. They can be the prodigal son. They can be the lost sheep that is found. So many souls that need grace, help me to believe and help me to pray for them and to do all I can to help them to come back. And faith to know that you are with me in the trials, in the contradictions of life. And again, St. Jose Maria writes, "This time in Christ is passing by. Don't forget, if God exalted his mother, it is equally true that he did not spare her pain, exhaustion in her work, or trials of her faith. A village woman one day broke into praise for Jesus, exclaiming, 'Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts that nourished you.' Jesus said in reply, 'Rather, blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it.'" It was a compliment to his mother on her fiat, her be it done. She lived it sincerely, unstintingly, fulfilling its every consequence, but never amid fanfare, rather in the hidden and silent sacrifice of each day. Those days that went on one after another, Mary believed that you were present, and you were present in that house for 30 years, growing up. And then you left and you were about your father's business in your public life of founding the church, of instructing the disciples, of giving us the sacraments, and then dying on the cross. And Mary was with you at the cross too. You did not spare her pain. She believed that you were always there. And Mary, we can say again, increase my faith. And we look at all of our intentions, those who might return to the practice of the faith, as we said, those who might become Catholics, those whose marriages are not going well, that they can be repaired, those who are suffering illness and sometimes serious and even terminal illness, and we pray for them, that perhaps a cure might be found, or that a miracle can be done to restore them to health. Those who are without a job, that they may find one. And sometimes they have been without work for many months and even years, and we pray with faith. To have the faith of Archbishop Fulton Sheen, who tells of being in the confessional once when a girl came saying she didn't want to go to confession but only to kill time. And he asked, "How much time?" Answer, 5 minutes. And he said, "Who are you trying to fool?" And she answered, "My mother, who is right outside and thinks I'm going to confession." The bishop said he could make her confession for her if he could see her. She agreed, and she pulled back the curtain, and he took a look at her and said, "You're a prostitute." She said, indeed, she was. He encouraged her to be sorry and to confess it. She said there was something else as well, but she was not going to tell him. After a long time, she finally blurted it out. "I have made a pact with the devil." And she ran out. And what does this good bishop do? He asked everyone else who came into the confessional to say as penance one rosary for the conversion of a big sinner. And all but one agreed. And then, after the confessions ended, he continued kneeling before the Blessed Sacrament, praying for that girl. And he waited. It became 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, midnight. And finally, at 12:30, the door opened, and he thought it must be the police coming to see why the lights were still on. It was the girl who had come to go to confession. Lord, increase my faith. And Mary, teacher of faith, help me to believe that miracles can be done. And Lord, you have said it. "I have said this to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." To trust that you have overcome evil by your death and resurrection. And St. John writes in his first letter, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith." Faith overcomes the world, overcomes evil, overcomes all the obstacles. Mary, help me to have more faith. And we conclude with a prayer of St. Jose Maria in his book, The Way. Mother, call her again and again. She is listening. She sees you in danger, perhaps, and with her son's grace, she, your holy mother Mary, offers you the refuge of her arms, the tenderness of her embrace. Call her, and you will find yourself with added strength for the new struggle. And Mary, we do call on you. Help us to have faith like yours, faith to move mountains, faith to overcome the world. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you have communicated to me in this time of prayer. I ask your assistance in putting them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, St. Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
For more from Father Flada, visit fatherfladablog.com. And for more talks, interviews, and shows, visit cradio.org.au.